Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, October 13th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're picking up in Judges. Now we're doing a little bit of a truncated version of Judges, so I'm skipping over the Song of Deborah and we're going to move at the very end of chapter 5 into chapter 6. And we'll start the story of Gideon, who was one of the judges or deliverers of Israel. Then the land had peace for 40 years. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain clefts, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted their crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and other eastern peoples invaded the country. They camped on the land and ruined the crops, all the way to Gaza, and did not spare a living thing for Israel, neither sheep nor cattle nor donkeys. They came up with their livestock and their tents like swarms of locusts. It was impossible to count them or their camels. They invaded the land to ravage it. Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. I rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians, and I delivered you from the hand of all your oppressors. I drove them out before you and gave you their land. I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you live.' But you have not listened to me." The angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak of Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abarzite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied. "But if the Lord is with us, why has all of this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?"
Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family."
The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." Before we move on, I just want to say I've never noticed before Gideon's rawness with the Lord. "Pardon me, Lord, but if you're with us, why has this happened to us?" Isn't that the $1 million question? Lord, why are we going through this? We saw your hand in the past. Yeah, we remember Egypt, but what about now? And I'm just so encouraged by the Lord's response that he is with Gideon, and that he doesn't have to fear. So I look forward to reading the rest or some of the rest of the story for us tomorrow. Now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 132, which I know 130 is my favorite. Want to hear what your favorites are, but I also really appreciate this psalm as well. A song of ascents. Lord, remember David and all his self-denial. He swore an oath to the Lord. He made a vow to the mighty one of Jacob.
I will not enter my house or go to my bed. I will not allow sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob. We heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jaar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool, saying, Arise, Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. May your priest be clothed with righteousness. May your faithful people sing for joy. For the sake of your servant David, do not reject your anointed one. The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he will not revoke. One of your own descendants, I will place on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the statutes I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling, saying, This is my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit enthroned, for I have desired it. I will bless her with abundant provisions. Her poor I will satisfy with food. I will clothe her priest with salvation, and her faithful people will ever sing for joy. Here I will make a horn grow for David and set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies in shame, but his head will be adorned with a radiant crown. Several things I want to point out in this psalm. One is that the priest in this psalm are clothed with righteousness, and also they are clothed, let's see here in verse 16, with salvation. And we know that the New Testament teaches that we are the priesthood of believers, that we're all priests. And so I just pray that the Lord would clothe us with righteousness and the salvation that he has promised. And then two times it also mentions that we as the people of God might sing for joy. And so just a reminder that joy is such an important aspect of being one of God's people. The thing I love most about this psalm is there is a reference to our Lord Christ in verse 11. It says, The Lord swore an oath to David, a sure oath that he would not revoke. One of your own descendants, I will place on your throne. And we know that the ultimate fulfillment of that was in our Lord Jesus, who sits right now at the right hand of the Father, and he is the true and mighty and sovereign and faithful King. Okay, let's move on now to Matthew chapter 21. We'll be reading verses 1 through 17. And this is the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, and then the account of Jesus at the temple. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter of Zion, See, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and that the children shouted in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," he replied. "Have you never heard? From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise." And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The teachers of the law in this passage in Matthew did not recognize Jesus' identity, nor did they worship him, but the children did. And so as we end our time together, I want us to pray for the children in our midst, in our families, in our churches, and ask that God would continue to reveal himself to little children. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this time where we can spend just a moment in your word, just reminding ourselves of who you are, that you have clothed us with salvation and righteousness, and you've called us to be a people of joy, that you do work on our behalf. And it doesn't matter how weak and how meek we are or how little we are, even someone like Gideon, you can use, and even someone like us. We thank you, Lord, for the reminders of your grandeur, that you are Hosanna in the highest. You are worthy of all of our praise. And thank you that the children saw this and they worshiped you. We pray for the children in Mount Brook Baptist and other churches around us. We pray for the children in our families. And we ask, Lord, especially for those who have not professed faith in Jesus, that you would surround them with people who encourage them in the light, and that you would give them a sense of your presence with them, and that you would assure them of your plan for their prospering. Help them to deny themselves. Help them to see your gospel as truth and to turn to you. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.